This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
Perfect entrance music courtesy of Foreign Beggars and Reveal featuring... Well, that the song was called Reveal featuring LaVille.
Oh, I nearly burped there.
Just had a Red Bull.
A Red Bull.
Get me, start the year strong.
Yes. Yep.
Start the year strong.
Very strong.
2020.
Oh, my days. Another decade gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's quite interesting, though, because I was reading up the kind of concept of a decade and what, you know, chronologically. Some people argue that 2020 isn't actually the end of the decade, but the end of 2020. 2021 would thus be the beginning of a new decade, rather, because there was no year zero. Went from BC to AD, I think.
That is true.
That's true.
You get me.
So, like, you don't have a zero birthday.
You don't. You're just
born.
No, you do. You do.
Do you?
You're 0 years old, aren't you?
Does anyone celebrate
when you touch Earth, your Earth Day
is.
But the thing is, you're 9 months older than that in the womb. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Doing
Very
your thing.
True.
But solitary confinement. You know, you're not really interacting, so no one knows you yet, apart from your mum.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know one person. You got one friend.
But then
one follower.
Then again, you got to think of it like this: when you was the sperm, you probably had bare brethrens. You were just like running around with.
Didn't have any brethrens. Are you crazy? As sperm, you had no friends, bruv.
What do you mean?
One man for himself.
Oh yeah,
survival
true.
Of the fittest.
It's like
bruv, no friends as sperm.
The Hunger Games in the ball set.
Yeah, everyone was just like warming up. You know what I mean?
What are you saying, bruv? I'm going to that egg first, bro.
Yeah, trust me.
Bare beef.
What's that?
Man, just swimming.
You get me?
And then my breast dropped today, bro.
But that's us, though. We're the ones that made it.
You're the lucky ones.
But I am that motherfucking guy that went, what's that?
No, you got to think about it like this as well. If you've got siblings, you met your sibling bare time ago in that ball sack and you were like, yo, bro.
No, not necessarily.
They got out first.
No, because...
Obviously, you may have been...
Only if you were twins.
Mm.
Oh,
because
true.
I'm sure your dad... I'm sure, unless your dad is like a panda or something, he's nutted in between...
True that.
To you.
I was thinking about this, unless you never have sex or do anything, then the sperm doesn't just stay in.
Nah, but how many
years?
Sperms do you have at one given time?
That's a good point.
I have none, but.
Fair.
I don't know
how
many you have.
I'm sure if you dug around, you
could find
rustle
a couple.
Up a couple.
Just lurking around, still there.
Just loitering in
there.
Yeah.
Just dangling in it by his little tail.
Yeah.
I found one.
I told you to get out. It's been a big week.
It has.
Why has it been a big week?
It was my birthday.
Yeah, it was.
Yesterday.
It was.
Well, I was about to say we're getting to war or World War 3, but...
Just finding some birthday
stuff. Happy birthday, bro.
Don't know what that is.
Today is your birthday. It's all about
yesterday.
You. Today is your birthday. Go and act a fool.
Fuck
today is your birthday. What you gonna do?
What?
Wanna celebrate all day. Me too. Today is your birthday. It's all about you.
This song could go on forever.
Today is your birthday. Go and act a fool.
She was just having this in bed for the whole show.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Wanna celebrate all day. Me too.
Yep. Did you celebrate all day?
I did celebrate all day, basically. I woke up in the morning, my girl made me breakfast. I was like, okay.
What was the breakfast?
Yeah.
The breakfast was some scrambled eggs with some frankfurters and some toast.
Okay.
Danish bread. Like, toast nice.
No cornflakes.
No cornflakes for me, bro.
She knows me better than that.
She knows me better than that.
Marcel hates Kellogg's cornflakes.
I literally
to put that out there, and I just think it's
weird. It's a fact. Come at me. If you love your cornflakes, beef me, innit? I'm on it. I'll back some crunchy nut, but I'm not backing them dead
We were just talking about that, and we're both on the same page about sugar puffs as well. We hate them, whereas you
I love sugar
like puffs.
I discovered that I have a low bar when it comes to cereal because I like everything.
How are you with
bran
flake?
Alpen.
Bran flake?
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. You know bran flakes, yeah? If you have bran flakes and you put the right things in with them bran flakes...
Yeah, no, of course.
They're a banging. They're
no,
a banging
it's true. That
breakfast.
Can even get you through lunch. If you do it
What is that? Another cereal?
Bran flakes.
Yeah, you've got to put some crunch in our cornflakes in there with them.
That's true. That's true, actually.
You know what? But yeah, then after that, like, went and had some lunch, went and had some sushi.
Okay. You sophisticated.
Know, I'm a sushi guy.
He's sophisticated.
Exactly.
Well, now you're 22. You are sophisticated. 22,
you know what I mean? Like,
feeling so 22 and
I don't even look a day over 18, but you know...
To
you
be
know,
fair, you could fully just go back into Love Island as Marcel's little brother. No, do you know what?
I was thinking about shaving off my beard and doing that. Do you know what I mean? But like,
ones. Do you know what I've noticed? You know, I clocked as well yesterday. That speaking of Love Island, that Mike guy,
he's basically a version of me.
No, his brother was on The Apprentice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, his brother was on The Apprentice.
There's one guy that basically done exactly the same pose as me, exactly the same pose. Got the small.
Yeah, that's Michael. Oh, it's people that saying that. Yeah, that's people. Marcel people number
are
two.
Like there was a meme that was like. When you copy when you copy someone's homework, but you just change a little something in it, and it's basically got me and his picture next to each other. So
that's
yeah.
funny.
But but then after that, my girls have done like a little surprise thing. She got like all my best mates and all the kind of stuff around, and they was all hiding downstairs in my living room. So then like she was like, "Marsh, just go to the bedroom for a little bit." And like I was like, "All right, cool." I was thinking, yeah, there's gonna be some sexy time going on.
Nice.
Right.
Nah. Was it still daytime? Was it still daylight? Nah, or it was, you just come back
was,
from lunch at this
it
time?
Was like no, nah, it was like it was around about 7 o'clock. So I was thinking, okay that early sex. Yeah, I'm about to get it on. I'm up there for half an hour. I'm like, are we not gonna do anything? We're playing like a game on our phone, and I was like, okay.
Dick in your hand, your phone in your other hand.
It's like, what's going on here? Like, I was ready. Yeah. I was ready for something. But then she's like, oh, like, let's go downstairs. I feel like I want a drink. And then I walked downstairs and it was bare dark. I was like, why is it bare dark in here? Walked into the living room. Everyone was like, surprise. I was like, okay.
Be honest, though.
I knew all along.
Thought so.
I knew it was funny when like, my mum was downstairs and I was like, why are you, what are you doing loitering around the like, halls? Why are you, what's going on? And then she was like, nothing. And they were sending bare messages to each other. I'm like, you don't communicate that much.
Some fucker had their phone on loud, maybe.
Ping, ping. The doorbell was going
bare. Did you
bare.
Have the thing that you always see in films where someone's always, probably me, because I can't whisper, going, shh, be quiet.
Yes, of course, quiet, of course. Do you know what? Do you know what I think the main thing that would give someone away? If I went in my yard, I'd be like, someone's in it because it smells different.
I could hear the doorbell as well. Like, I was there like, why the doorbell
guy? Why are you ringing the doorbell for a surprise party? You'd assume that you just know that's a bit of a giveaway. Why is there 15 people ringing the doorbell?
Mad. They were moving mad. Like, okay. So.
Everyone dressed as pizza men.
he's never going to know. Bare pizza on the side table. No. But yeah, nah, it was fun though. It was fun. It was like she got me like a Harry Potter cake as well.
Nice. Because you're a big Harry Potter fan. You're a big fantasy fan.
Do you know what? Harry Potter, like, I wasn't a big fan of Harry Potter, but then I watched it and I was like, because you know, there were like, you know, I was never that kid at school who used to read bare books, but there was bare kids at school, like, oh my God, I'm reading the new Harry Potter. And I was like, all right, cool, bruv.
Yeah, chill out, mate.
Good on ya. Then it came out and it was bare kids like running around the school. I was like, I'm not going to watch this. And then I watched one of the darker ones. You know when Harry Potter got darker.
Was that as from went Prisoner of Azkaban or something?
Yeah, I think it was one of those ones when I'm seeing bare, like it would just look bare moody and bare dark.
Do you know
like,
what's scary? Dementors?
Yeah, bro.
Them shits are scary. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, genuinely, those fuckers are scary looking.
They are.
I think they're too scary for Harry Potter.
Nah, but honesty. See, this is the thing. I think Harry Potter was meant to be dark. It was meant to be. It weren't meant for kids.
Yeah, then Warner Brothers just stepped in and fucked shit up for what's her name? J.K. Rowling the zoo.
Hey, but you know what? She's still making peas, man.
Super duper.
The maddest peas.
The maddest peas.
The greatest peas.
Well, I swear she was writing that story, them stories in like a cafe because she didn't even have money to pay her light bill and all that.
Yeah.
Electricity bill.
But like now, she's just gopping. She's got that fantasy beast.
But she's got that, and she writes under. Oh yeah, the film that Johnny Depp's in. And
of course,
Eddie Redmayne.
A fantastic beast. Yeah.
And she's also writes under a different name because there was a show on BBC recently that was made out of one of her books. So she's got her other name that she writes for. So she's
a
still
second.
Making,
yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but I know it was on a BBC primetime sort
Is
of show.
Is it a fantasy program?
No, detective-y sort of thing.
She's like the author version of like Smith, Kline, Beecham. She's just like a proper capitalist author. She's like, I want it all. Do you know what? I want to do it all.
But she writes good. I can't deny, man. That whole snake
I mean, I've
twist.
Never written anything that she's written.
Me neither. Not read a word.
Have you watched
books? No, because I felt like they're all really long films, aren't they?
You haven't
all, like,
watched Harry Potter?
No.
You need to watch the whole
You've never watched a Harry Potter film?
Hey, right, listen. I'm just throwing it out there, you need to watch this. You need to get involved in the saga because the saga is crazy. You ain't even gonna know what hit you when you get to the scenes. I'm like,
okay. I know there's Alan Rickman's Professor Snape, whatever he's called, right?
Professor Snape.
Snape. Yeah, yeah.
Get it right, yeah.
Sorry, I mean, I knew that, but I don't need to. Okay, well, I'll put that on my to-do list.
Do it.
For never to-do list, watch Harry Potter. Right. But Michael Penn, you participated, it says here, on the first 2020 episode of the Fingers on Buzzers podcast.
I did, yeah, yeah.
Presented by Lucy Porter.
Yeah, I did.
And Jenny from The Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Who are both lovely ladies.
Yeah, man. It was so a past, well, in fact, a longtime friend of ours, past producer.
Amanda,
Amanda's obviously the Fingers on Buzzers producer.
She is, yeah.
So she just asked me to send in a little contribution to the...
She had all the best guests. You, Ben Shepherd, I believe Rick Edwards was in the mix there too. Oh, so nice. All the best people.
Yeah, just had to send through a little quiz question.
Yeah.
I got to be the quiz master this time.
Oh, yeah, nice.
You know? And I think, I can't remember what I asked. I asked what year Mariah Carey first released All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Ooh.
That's a good one, isn't it?
What did it celebrate recently? Was it was a milestone, wasn't it?
There was a milestone.
Was it 20?
Mo Money was the milestone.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, I think that would give it away, so I'm not going to say anything.
Was it has it been out 20 years?
Do you know, I can't even remember.
Okay.
I'm going to check. One.
So you posed the question, but you didn't know
what?
The answer.
It's later. It is later than 91.
It's later than 91.
I think it might be 93. You know.
Okay.
For real.
Yeah, I think so. Or it could be 98.
Nah, it's not
98. Did anyone get that right? Did Jenny or Lucy get that right?
I'm yet to find out. Okay. Actually,
we will see.
We will see. It was 94.
Ah, see, I was close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was 1994.
Wow. And yet, still sounds so fresh every October when they start hearing it.
Have you heard the Justin Bieber version?
Nope. No, I don't want
terrible.
To. Don't want
plan to
do
avoid
that.
Absolutely
never,
terrible.
Never need to do that.
Hopefully, it's in a Harry Potter film, so I can consolidate the two and avoid it.
Avoid the whole thing. Yeah.
You need to watch Harry Potter. I'm not even lying.
I've seen three. To be fair, I'm not even going to.
Why would you just jump in at three?
I saw the first one.
Oh, you mean three films? I thought you said I watched the third film and not one and two. That's like, why would you jump in on the
what
third
one? What is the third one?
I don't know.
Is that Prisoner of Azkaban? To be fair, that's got the most interesting title.
Like, yeah, right, yeah.
Right, why is
that a little pun on Alcatraz?
I think Azkaban is based on Alcatraz. You're absolutely right.
I don't need to watch it. I know this. I already know it.
But yo, man, they got names like Deathly Hallows.
Ooh.
It is quite dark. You're right.
It is pretty dark. Mad.
And didn't, I don't know, you don't give a shit about spoilers, do you? Didn't like Hermione have kids with Ron Weasley?
Yeah, she did.
Mazza.
Not when they were young, though.
No, I know, yeah, of course, yeah.
Obviously, they was at school.
Yeah.
There's no freakiness going on in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Is it a PG film?
Nah.
15.
It's a 15. Okay. It's like a 12.
Oh, right, yeah.
12. Was it? Was a? It? What?
Is it 12A?
PG 13.
You probably have a bit of kissing in a PG 13. PG 13?
PG 13.
No, isn't there full frontal nudity in the first one?
No, there can't be.
Yes,
yeah,
Snape. That, why do you think they call him Snape? Someone couldn't.
Trouser Snape.
There you go, yeah. Someone had like a mumble and they couldn't read. They had a speech impediment. What? And they were like, Snape.
Oh, okay. Do you see Al? Okay, I might watch it now then.
Obviously.
It's changed my mind.
I'm joking.
We have some nice guests, some lovely guests for our first show of the year.
Yeah, we do. Do you want to read them out now?
No, I'd like Marcel to.
All right.
You want me to read them out?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so the first guests on the first ever show of 2020. Yep.
Feels weird.
Feed 'em. He's our first guest. He's going to be promoting his new video for Murder the Flesh Part 2.
And also we're playing a track that I've been sent today, which is an exclusive track that's coming out the weekend. New track, yeah.
It's coming out the weekend, not Friday, Saturday.
I was just told on the email the weekend. So,
on the weekend,
Wow. Wait, I guess Friday could sort of be considered after 5 p.m. the weekend, right?
This is true.
Friday is the weekend. It's the start of the weekend.
I found out something quite interesting
yesterday. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, I found out something quite interesting. The weekend, Monday was the day off before.
I would love a Monday off, I'm not going to lie. A Sunday and Monday.
Back in the day when people were still working in factories and shit, nice. Monday was the day off. And that's why, wait, was it Sunday? No, it was Monday. Yeah, it was Monday.
Wow.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Deep. Oh, that would be nice. Who else we got?
We've also got Smirker in the studio. He's going to be promoting his new song, Southside, featuring King.
Which is me. It's actually me on that track, King.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
Just want to say. Doing a little live
little alias.
Yeah. Not a good alias because it's just King, but it isn't my name. But yeah.
And last but not least, who have we got coming in?
We've got Tommy Evans promoting a new single, Memory Lane, and his new album, Anti-Fragile.
Tommy is a UK hip hop legend, to be fair. He had a massive hiatus, but he's a very, very well respected MC, man. So I'm really looking forward
to
speaking to him.
He's a respected MC, but how will he be respected after we play a game with him? How will he do on the game?
I'm going to thrash him.
Wow.
We'll see. And we also have another game.
Put that out there.
We've got another game just for you two in honour of your birthday, Mars. So why don't we go to a song? Maybe we'll play the game after the song. I don't know. Mm. We'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll go find some birthday cake.
There's some plus four shit, man.
I know you're in love with Scooty.
Scoo what?
That was Scooty with Squop. 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 How do I pronounce that? Squop. I feel so old trying to say that title. Squop.
I'd like you to say it. If he ever comes in here, that's exactly how I try to say the song every time
Scooty.
You say it.
Scooty. Is it Scutty or Scooty?
Scooty. Scooty. I could be wrong. How you say it? S-C-U-T-I.
S-C-U-T-I.
Scooty.
Scooty, isn't it? It's like Tutti Frutti.
Scooty. 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 Scooty Fruity. Anyway, it's your birthday, Marcel. Well, it was yesterday, but we're still continuing it for today.
It's my birthday week. That's
happy birthday. In honour of you,
yes,
I have looked at what was number one in the UK charts on your birthday from various years.
Nice.
Okay.
Fair.
Bare time on your hands over the Christmas break then, yeah?
Yeah, I've been just going through all the charts, all the charts. I want you to write down, again, six and a bonus. I would like you to write down which song you think, out of the clips I'm going to play, was number one on the 7th of January.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, bear in mind that some of them could have rolled over from December and old school. I was actually looking at the charts. Back in the day, there was like a couple of years where there was only about, I swear to God, about six number ones because things were just number one for like 15 weeks or something.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Yeah. That's how
easy it's been. Honestly, it seems
to be
Brian Adams and flipping Whitney Houston days. Yeah,
Wet.
That's a good number one. Sorry, I just opened a drink.
Are we ready to start with? I'll tell you the year. We'll make it helpful for you. So we start with the year of 1985. All of these songs, I will say.
Before I was born.
Wait, were you not going to tell us the year before?
I think
that would have been the whole point
of the game. That would have been a bit weird, wouldn't it? To go guess the year, guess this. I will say all of these songs were number one in this year. Okay? What?
Alright, cool.
Okay.
It's a tune.
Yep. Big tune.
I want you to tell me.
Foreigner. I want to know what love is. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Or Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round Like a Record Baby, Right Round, Round, Round. Write down which song you think it is, but it was number one on the 7th of January. You could possibly have a guess on weeks as well, how long you think it was number one for.
Okay. You're not going to tell us the year then. I guess you don't have to, really.
1985. Yeah, I think it's okay to give you the year. I'm happy to give you the year.
So
is it Band-Aid, Foreigner, or Dead or Alive?
Which was number one on the 7th
of January. On the 7th of January in 1985.
Okay. And what did you say we can get extra points for?
If you guess how many weeks it was number one for.
Okay, cool, yeah. No one's even going to bother trying to do that shit.
Why? Just have a guess. It's a number,
might
isn't
as well.
It? I know Marcel will.
Yeah.
Have you got something?
Yeah.
Okay. Here is number two. And the year of this is 1991.
Jeez!
Let her go, let her go, let her go.
Tune.
I spat my tea out.
That's a fucking tune.
That was unexpected from you. That was unexpected. That was 1991, KLF, 3 AM Eternal, Iron Maiden, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter, and Enigma, Sadness Part 1.
What, there's more?
Yeah, there's
You should never name a song Sadness Part 1.
I've never heard Part 2, I confess.
This is the thing.
Never heard Part 2.
Most people probably didn't.
That was enough for me, Part 1. I loved it. You got something? KLF, Iron Maiden, Enigma. What
was
number one?
That was one of my favourite songs ever.
Well, Iron Maiden, bring your daughter to the slaughter. KLF.
Jimmy Courtney's son is one of my best mates.
Really?
That is like one of my most prized pieces of info for anyone.
Remember the KLF when they burnt all that money, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they did that protest or something at the Brit Awards and they were kind of Enigma.
They buried their Brit,
didn't
they?
That's it, yeah. They did do that.
Fucking legends.
Did that song with Tammy Wynette. It was great. Justified and Ancient.
Yes.
Big tune. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a band. Right.
Don't make them like that anymore.
They don't. Now, 1999 we're moving to now, okay? You all ready?
Yeah. Ooh,
suck on my chocolate. Dissolved balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Ba-ba-ba-da. Living the vida loca.
This is song. This is for ages.
Big year. It's hard to bear. So,
what would
chef,
have ruined my life?
Chocolate salty balls, brackets, P.S. I love you. Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca, or Steps Tragedy? What was number one on the 7th of January in 1999?
This is mad because I remember certain things happening, but because my birthday is literally 2 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like, what would have been the Christmas number one?
Exactly.
How long would it have been number one?
What was the third one again?
Steps Tragedy.
No.
Oh. You got something for that?
Yes.
Is it my birthday?
We move to 1986.
And that was number one.
Yeah, they were all number one.
Big tune.
Merry Christmas, number one.
So, Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. And Shakin' Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. Talking of Shakin' Stevens, I went to a pub in Crouch Hill over Christmas. And the only
Was he there?
He wasn't there, but in this pub, which was a relatively, I think you described
it
as an older...
Sorry,
yeah, he's alive.
Okay, cool.
As an older gentleman's pub. But the only songs artists kept playing on the jukebox, Shakin' Stevens and Cypress Hill. And I found it one of the best things that's ever happened.
What a mix.
What's that song you did? Green Door, and then just something, but then Insane in the Brain. Like, just constant, and then it would just mix between them. And I was thinking, this is just weird.
It was two generations fighting over the jukebox, isn't it? A father and his son.
I'd like them to collaborate. I heard so much of it. Cypress Hill and Shakin' Stevens featuring Shakin' Stevens.
Do you think Shakin' Stevens is actually just like really scared that like people are going to mistake him for Gary Glitter? Because sometimes I do. I'm not going to lie to you.
It could be that. I feel like he was trying to be more Elvis, though, than Gary Glitter.
But it's all glam, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's all kind of glam. It's all flares and fucking open shirts.
Yeah, true. Do you think someone might see him and want to go and, like,
no, but
have
I just,
words?
No, I mean, as in, like, when you think of Shakin' Stevens, do you not think of Gary Glitter as well?
No.
In the same? Do you not?
No,
Gary Glitter looks evil to me.
No, he does. No, 100% he does. But and I'm not casting any aspersions on Shakin' Stevens at all.
Oh.
I'm just saying, do you think it's just an unfortunate kind of... But you're saying that you never think it, so that's perfectly fine. Like, I do, though, for some strange reason.
Okay, write something down.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got six on here. We don't have a... The bonus is not on here. It's not on the system. So we're going to have to go for five... Because we don't have six. Okay, so right. This is going to have to be the bonus now then. What are we on then? Five or
we're
four?
We're on five, yeah, five.
No, we're on five. Okay, so this is five. And what year is this? 1988.
Tune. Blood. This might have been the first song, yeah, that I recall dancing
Big
to
tune.
The public.
On my mind. You were always on my mind.
So, what was that? 1988. Kylie.
Just walk away.
Kylie Minogue, I Should Be So Lucky. Pet Shop Boy is always on my mind. Aswad, Don't Turn Around. Which one was number one on the 7th of January in 1988?
So many memories. So, Kylie Minogue's "I Should Be So Lucky" was the first song I remember you dancing at, like, my friend's birthday party. Yeah.
What were his house. What were the dances?
I think I did the Running Man to everything.
To Kylie, that would work.
I just did the Running Man. It was the default dance, the Running Man. As soon as I learnt that, it was just literally, that was the only thing I did. What, from between the ages of, like, 4 and 14? No, I'm joking. But, like, and then Aswad, that was the first song I remember dancing to at these primary school discos we used to have.
I would like to we might do a throwback video one day, pop on some Kylie and you doing a Running Man to a bit of "I Should Be So Lucky." I'd like to see that. I'm sure Marcel would too.
I would love to see that.
Good. Okay, well, let's get some answers. So we started with 1985, Foreigner, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, Dead or Alive. You spin me right round. What are you saying?
Annoyingly, I think it's Band-Aid with "Do They Know It's Christmas."
Okay. I said, "What did you say?" "World Band-Aid, Do They Know."
You are both correct. That was number one. Do you know how many weeks that was number one for? Have a guess.
I said four.
Four. Any guesses from you, Michael Payne?
I said nine.
Five. It was number one from the 15th of December and to the 19th of January.
So we rounded up to nine, yeah?
What? No! Foreigner were number one for 3 weeks, Dead or Alive 2 weeks. Right, KLF, Iron Maiden or Enigma? Who was number one on the 7th of January?
I think Enigma.
I said Enigma.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm afraid it was Iron Maiden, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
On my birthday.
That was number one for 2 weeks on the 5th of January. KLF were number one for 2 weeks, and Enigma, sadly, only the 1 week for them.
That says so much about Christmas the year before, innit? Yeah. It's like, Christmas is over, Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter!
Yeah, yeah, straight in. What about 1999? What did you get for number three? Chef, Ricky Martin or Steps?
I said Chef.
Yeah, I said Chef.
Yeah, you're right, you're both right. Any guesses on the...
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks.
1 week from the 2nd of January. Ricky Martin was number one for 3 weeks, and Steps only got 1 week as well.
Only deserved it. Should have left that song with the Bee Gees.
What about 1986? Falco, Madonna or Shaken Stevens?
Shaken Stevens.
I said Madonna.
Every bumper clout one.
It is Shaken Stevens. You're right. How many weeks do you think it was number one for?
Merry 57.
Christmas,
3. 2.
It was number one until the next Christmas.
Yeah, it just never stopped. It was 2. Just one number one that year. No, but Falco were number one for 1 week and Papa Don't Preach. Only 3 weeks. I thought it'd be more.
Okay.
1988.
I said
Kylie, Pet Shop Boys or Aswad?
Originally I put down Pet Shop Boys, but then I changed to Kylie Minogue.
Okay, what did you get? Michael
Aswad.
Payne? It was Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, no way! You should have kept
Pet Shop Boys. How many weeks do you think I was number one for?
I put four.
Yes, Marcel. Sorry, what? I didn't even let you. You said, I'm sure you said four twos. I shouldn't have peeked too early.
No, I didn't actually.
Yes.
I didn't even write anything down.
Okay,
that's
it was
so
four.
Annoying. I wrote Pet Shop Boys down.
Kylie was number one for 5 weeks and Aswad 2 weeks. So that does mean you've got three all, which means we do go to the bonus. And the bonus is 1989.
Do you reckon that song's about blowjobs?
Probably.
The right stuff.
What?
Okay.
I wanna show you my heart is so true.
Blood. My mum loves this song.
Who doesn't love this song? It's a classic. So, of course, Madonna, Like a Prayer, New Kids on the Block, You Got It, Brackets, The Right Stuff, and Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan.
And this is all on the 7th of January.
I think my mum thinks that might be still Kylie Minogue's only song. She probably
really?
Doesn't know Kylie Minogue's
that
made
was
songs
their only
after
song.
That. Since
good
then.
Song from Kylie.
Yeah. 1989 was a good year.
It was a good year, but what was number one on the 7th of January, do you think? Write it down so there's no cheating. It's tense. Marcel's quite long. Might have got something. Can you show me what you have, please, Marcel? Okay, yep, you've got that. And then what have you got? You're both correct. It was Kylie
you
and Jason.
Right
how many
stuff.
Weeks? How many weeks do you think it was Kylie and Jason were number one?
I reckon
one
quite a while, you know.
That went to number one actually on the 7th of January.
Oh,
that?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm going to guess 9 weeks.
Okay.
Seven.
Three.
What? That's a travesty.
Madonna,
what knocked it off?
Madonna, I don't know, but Madonna was number one for 3 weeks, and so was New Kids on the Block. So I don't know what's going on. It was a big
fair
year.
Play
for
to all of them, yeah.
There was just too many big songs.
Yeah. 89 yeah. was amazing.
That was the year of the 3 week rule. You had to go after three to make way for Madonna or someone else to come
true,
in.
True.
So well done, guys. We've got another game coming up later in the show.
I'm
but
so
let's
excited.
Go to a song, and then we'll get our first guest of the year in.
Let's do it.
I don't really, I don't know.
That was Under the Moon by the annoyingly named 070 Shake, or is it 070 Shake?
Yeah, it could be.
070.
Sounds more. It's got more of a ring to it.
If you're American, though.
A ring to it.
Would you? If isn't a zero more of an American? Do Americans say zero rather than O?
I say
no, but oh, but are they American though?
I think so. I think 070.
Yeah, yeah. 070 Shake.
It's American, right?
American,
yeah,
sure.
So it'd be zero. Yeah. Would it be
zero? 070 Shake. That sounds more American, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
I love a long-winded thing.
Yeah. Well, when you answer the phone, who used to say your number? It's 070 Shake. Hello. People did used to do that, old school. You answered your phone. I see that a lot in all the TV shows.
Course,
there, and
yeah,
they just did give out your phone number.
Yeah, hello, but maybe the last four digits. The last four digits, I think.
Maybe I've just been watching Keeping Up Appearances. She did that, didn't she?
Yeah. Mrs. Bucket.
Yeah. Hyacinth, was it Hyacinth Bucket?
Hyacinth Bouquet.
Bouquet.
Hello, lady of the house speaking.
Our first guest of the year, arguably the decade.
Yeah?
Well, definitely.
Well,
it's
the decade, yeah.
Is here with us right now, and he goes by the name Feedom. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very much. How's
you are going? Yeah, good, thanks, man. Good, thanks good, for good. Asking. I think it's important to kind of find out what everyone is what sort of platform, what level everyone's on at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
See if they're just, see if it's only downhill from there. You know what I mean? Ask me at the end. But you like I said, I said congratulations quite cockily, but it is I don't know, I feel like it is quite a big thing to be someone's first guest of the year,
true.
You know,
I agree,
I mean?
Definitely, yeah, it's a big thing.
Congratulations to us as well for getting you to come in, you know,
exactly.
What I mean, because you could have been doing something a lot more worthwhile, because what you do in like just in your sort of music career,
yeah,
it's all based around, you know, helping other people, isn't it?
Most def, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
For sure, man. So yeah, Feedom is literally like stemmed from the book of Matthew. It says, "Man shall not live on bread alone,
yeah,
but every word that comes out of the mouth of God." So basically, I use my faith to like inspire what I do. So my faith inspires what I do, in the sense of like, I want to be positive role model to a lot of young people out there. I want to just share my faith and share my positivity, because I feel like there's a lot of negativity around.
Yeah.
So just being that difference is kind of like where I've seen myself fit in over the years, I would say. Yeah,
yeah. 100. And has this been a recent mission? How long have you been? Because you're involved with Brent Education Outreach Network, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
How long has the kind of mission been going on?
I'll say from like 5 years, you know.
Okay.
5 years it's been running. So I put out my debut mixtape in like 2015. So that's kind of like when I'll say things started to make more sense, and gradually I started to get to where I'm at today right now.
Yeah.
So in terms of working with Brent Family Education Network, and just like you said, with me helping other people through my other platforms, so that's like more of a recent things as things developed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And did you grow up in Brent? That's northwest, isn't it? Brent, Borough, northwest.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you grow up
there? I went to school there, but I grew up in like West London, so
okay.
That's what Westminster. But yeah, Brent, like, I went to school in Kilburn, so yeah, northwest London, West London is very much like almost like one area, and there's like,
yeah,
so yeah, that's,
it's always there's debate over that though, isn't there? Northwest is like, no, we're our separate thing, we're a republic.
Yeah, 100. It's been like
got independence, because remember there was that where did we come from,
North Music.
That was a big tune. That was a bit, and they saw themselves as independent from West Londoners. I liked that, a faction.
Yeah.
So who were your sort of main influences growing up? Because like we've established it, the whole outreach thing that you do is based around music.
Yeah.
So
100.
Who were your influences?
Yeah, definitely grew up around Grime. So obviously I wasn't born in this country. So coming here.
Okay, where
age,
were you born?
In Congo, Central Africa. So I came here like 11 years old, so
right,
straight into secondary school, and that's when I got exposed.
Baptism of fire, boy.
No joke thing. Like, straight into
no play at all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
that is, yeah, fair play.
Yeah, so from there I got exposed to Grime, because that was the thing that's bubbling.
Yeah.
So that's like all three them time there. So yeah, man, from there, obviously like the Gets, all the crew that was there, like those are the people that were influencing me as a young man, I would say.
Okay, so it was very much a British influence.
100%. Well, initially when I came in, yeah, I thought it was like America, like the culture. That's kind of like what I was gravitating towards, because that's all I saw on the TV. And
yeah.
So I used to like, yeah, dress up in a certain way, like have big grills and and so on.
Oh,
then,
wow.
Then I came to the actually understand the culture is a bit more different in
the
UK.
Yeah,
the
thing is, at that time, there was a clash of cultures, though, weren't there?
Yeah.
At that time, it's like, even though people were listening to grime, they were still wearing Academics tracksuits.
Yeah, Academics and each and
yeah,
NHL, all that kind
the
of
American
stuff.
Streetwear
yeah.
brands were getting
because all of the rappers like Dizzy Rascal, all of them guys there,
they were all wearing
Academics.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like,
true.
Like, even
so
the,
solid.
Even,
I remember
even
the first time I saw an Academics tracksuit, bruv, I was gassed. I think I saw Mega Man wearing one on Top of the Pops, bruv, and I was like, what the fuck is that A all about? There was no Google, nothing. So you know you got to wait until one of the olders in ends has got one, and you're like, "What is that?" I loved that shit back in the day. But, so this is your third project.
No, my
second. This is your second project that's out at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
So talk to us about the origins of this.
Yeah, so it's called Murder the Flesh, and it's basically to do with like inner battles. So it's kind of like me versus me, and so obviously like we battle with ourselves because one side of us wants to be right, one side of us may be wrong. So it's about allowing the right side of you to win. So that's kind of like the concept behind that. And yeah, in terms of the sonic elements, it's very much grime, but I mix it up with gospel because obviously I've been going to church recently. So
yeah,
I've been going to church for quite some time.
Oh,
but
right.
Like, in terms of mixing and those elements in my music, it's more of a recent thing that I've been doing.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you know what? I do enjoy this thing. So let me try and mix that with my culture that I know as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like why you hear different sound to it as well. But like I would say, from the element, the fundamental is still very much grime, still very much gritty.
Right,
it's just like a bit more polished, I would say.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, and is so you would you describe yourself as as a very religious person? Obviously, it's something that is like your faith is obviously something that you infuse into your music and that. Do you ever feel, I don't know, a bit of a sort of internal battle listening to like, you know, secular music, and even if it's like, obviously it's not you sort of performing the music, it's someone else, but do you ever feel,
there's definitely like a time when
guilty, should I say?
I don't feel guilty because it's by choice, isn't it? Like you have that free will, so you choose what you do, but there's time when I have to cut sometime because like I'm so into like battle rap and like even the new school grand beef that's happening right now.
Oh yeah,
I
of
feel
course.
Like I'm so invested into it as well. So sometimes I have to plug away because there is a lot of like negativity that I'm consuming. So I just have to like moderate myself with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah,
I hear that totally.
There
is
a tug in there, but it's
but
not so much. I would say.
Yeah, I think with the exception of the religious motive, I can definitely relate. I've been thinking the same thing quite recently, like online. Sometimes it just gets too much. It just gets too heavy. All these fucking opinions, like posited as like fact, and this is the way this is, and blah blah blah, and this is the way you should think, and it's literally just. It feels like sometimes it's coming from everyone, and then so even with this new high profile grime beef that between Stormzy and Wiley. I just think, wow, like. I don't know, maybe I'm getting soft or something. Maybe I'm getting sensitive because back in the day I would have loved this, but then I think, all I can think of is like, what? Like Stormzy's mum didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she didn't ask to get dragged into the crossfire. I just feel bad now. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just getting sensitive or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm a snowflake now. I'm officially a snowflake.
That's the day you found out. Today is when you
Piers Morgan,
out.
He's won, isn't it? Like, But we should get into some music though, innit?
Yeah, 100.
Would you do us the would you do us the honour of introducing this song for
us? Sure thing, yeah. This is the first time playing on radio. It's called Not For The Radio, which is funny. But yeah, this is Not For The Radio right here on FUBAR Radio. Let's get it.
Better than shopping in country, 9 to 5, but we still live comfy. My girls be talking about plants, now our saving is growing lumpy. Till I caught me a medal, know of this world, of course I'm a rebel. Oi, active.
Inside, it's Feed'em with Not For The Radio, NFTR, Not For The Radio. Did you watch any of the episodes of Not For The Radio?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you a fan of the podcast?
I guess it depends on the guest that's on, isn't it? Because some guests just don't really give me anything, really. When
that's
learning
true.
Something, then it's like, yeah, okay, this is pretty dope.
I hate that. When people that are being interviewed don't give away much.
Yeah.
It's like when someone's like horrible to you at the till.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just because you're having a shit day. You know?
Do you mean the person behind the till that's serving you?
Yeah.
That's really annoyed that you're buying something.
Exactly. Paying their fucking wages, essentially.
Or just like flings a thing through, and you're like, oh, okay, I wanted broken biscuits, so thank God that you flung them through the till. Mm. You know, they're just throwing things. Or they're still talking to someone out, and you're like,
oh my God,
what? What's happening?
The other day that happened, there was I was at the till, and this woman in the local Tesco was just having a conversation, but it was like such a how are the kids type conversation. But she was so old, I felt bad interrupting.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
she's got my stuff in her hand, but she's just talking to her mate.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, do I just prize it out of her hands while she's talking and go to the self-service?
Have you ever had it where equally annoying for me is when you're going through there and someone's like saying to everything, strawberries, oh, you've got cotton wool, and you're like, what? What's going on here? You're critiquing my shopping order. I don't like this. I feel weird about this now. It's kind of weird.
So Feedom.
Yeah.
What does 2020 hold?
2020, I feel like it's going to gradually get to where I wanted to. So there's a few things that I haven't done that I want to do, like a headline show, for example.
Okay.
So it's like all about gathering everything I've been building for a while, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like end of a bang in it. So that's kind of like what 2020 is for me in a nutshell.
Have you got to perform live a lot?
Yeah, plenty of time, definitely. Oh, so festivals, clubs, churches, just variety of places.
Because there is a big sort of there's a lot of demand for music in churches, isn't there? I guess it's a no brainer, sort of taking your craft to a congregation rather than a gig crowd.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I guess especially in sort of Christian denominations, there's always like. Always room for music, isn't there?
There's a massive market for Christian music as well. So,
Do you listen to any other sort of gospel MCs? Do you mind being called that? Would you describe yourself as a gospel MC?
It depends on the room, basically. Yeah. Because some places is like you can't really mention faith, but you can still move under the space of like I'm a positive person, I'm a conscious brother. Yeah. So it really depends on the room. So me myself, I wouldn't say, oh yeah, I'm a gospel artist, but because I'm normally a grime artist. That's what I do in it. But in terms of like having that big mass of Christian music fan base in the UK, it's quite hard. In the US, I'll say definitely. Mm. But here it's hard. I don't know if it's to do with like platforms or reaching out to people, but it's pretty hard to gather people together. But it still happens sometimes, like at festivals or big church conferences.
Yeah.
But within just a regular like Saturday night out, you might get a little 50 people out or so, which is it's pretty hard, I would say, at the moment. Yeah. 100. Yeah.
I hear that. So the plan is to we hope to see and hear about a sold out headline show.
Yeah, 100.
At some point. In the near future. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us, Feedom, and we'll be looking out for new stuff and this hopefully sold out.
I appreciate you having me, man. Definitely.
Not at all. No, it's FUBAR Radio.
Where can we find him?
Oh my God, yeah.
You forgot we didn't clap him. We didn't do any clapping at the beginning either.
No, there was clapping.
We gave a clap on the outro.
Jesus, a couple of weeks away and I forget myself. Please let people know where they can find you on the socials.
Yeah, most definitely. So it's at Feedem Artist. That's FEEDEM Artist. That's on all the social media platforms. And if you want to go to my website, it's feedemartist.com.
Yes.
All
right.
Thank you very much. We're going to get into a song now when we come back.
It's Smirker time.
Smirker time. That's proper weed smoking music. I don't give a shit. That's like a little single skin, little joint. You know what I mean? Not a big zoot, just a little between them fingers.
Yeah.
That was Terry Walker and Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Omar featuring Terry Walker with Pass It On, which is exactly what you would do with a. Actually, you'd probably keep it to yourself.
You might not do. I'd not if it's a little one. Myself. I don't think you would.
Too short to hand. Over to the next person. But
those vibes, man.
Huh?
Big vibes. Some good vibes, man.
Absolutely. Omar.
What's that? Same Omar with that.
The Omar.
There's nothing like this. There's nothing like this, Omar.
Terry Walker as well. Terry doing that.
I know him quite well. He lives on my road.
Oh, that's for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Next time you see him, tell him we want him on the show, please.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Tell him.
You know, you put your bins out at the same time and then, like, nod to each other. Proper neighborly shit. Imagine being able to do that with Omar. When you're putting out the recycling, giving the little neighbour nod. The neighbour nod with Omar, you know, that's sick.
That's mad.
I hope he's still eating off that song. There's nothing like this. He's one of the best soul rhythms in history.
Classic.
Guaranteed. Like,
do you know how long that song is, yeah? Do you know how long Omar is, yeah? He said, sip a glass of cold champagne wine. Just in case you don't know what champagne is. Sip a glass of cold champagne wine.
I didn't know until he told me.
Mad specific.
That's how I found out.
But I love that. I love that song.
Yeah, Omar sung at my cousin's wedding, innit? Like, so
no way.
Yeah, bro. So like, them vibes there, mate. It's like
mad.
Yeah.
Do you have any Omar stories? Because these two do. We have anything? We don't have anything.
Before we get into any types of anecdotes, we should introduce you. the voice you hear, Omar's neighbour.
That's what he's called, Omar's neighbour.
Omar's neighbour.
We're here.
Now he goes by the name Smirker.
Thank you. Yeah, we're here.
Thank you for joining us, bro.
Yeah, we're here, man. Thank you for having me.
No, not at all. How long has it been now, man? How long has it been since you first got your name on the map as, you know, as a professional MC?
It's been about like 10 months to a year.
Yeah.
That I've like proper like got my name on the map as like a proper MC and like established in the game. People know me.
Did you kind of what was it like? What does the bottom of the iceberg look like? Obviously people only see the tip and, you know, the like when they know about you, they think that's when you started. But how was there a lot of honing your craft before you put in your first project out?
Yeah, like there was a lot of like just hard work going into stuff. Like even now there's still hard work. Even when you're climbing the ladder and when you're at the top, there's still hard work.
Yeah,
like, it never stops. Like, it gets
when you're
easier.
At the top, Wiley's the hard work, isn't
it? That's we all know Wiley's hard work. You get me? But yeah, it's just like being at the top, even that, it's just hard work. You get me? Like, you get a team behind you and things get easier, but there's still the work continues, you know what I mean?
So,
been grafting, just, making it happen, man.
So, tell us about the current project, Southside.
Southside, that's something that I whipped together with my friend King. Basically, like, I think that was the first time I actually kind of went in the studio, because usually I go in the studio and I might pre-write something and then just do the rest, but that was the first time we actually went in there and just like had a drink and just pure vibes, like to be pure vibes, and just just made it happen, and it was just a banger, man.
Did you find it less pressure that way, or are you someone that's not really kind of susceptible to pressure?
No, do you know what? Yeah, I felt pressured when I first came in there because there was a lot of people in the studio, and I'm not really used to like being like there's like 15 people in the studio.
Do you know?
Really
I rate that. It takes.
That,
do you know? I feel like it takes a big person to say that. You know.
Mm.
Because enough people, I feel like they're in their entourage, and there's like, I'm like, why are you all here? Ain't you got anything better to do? Only one person's writing a song these times, you know?
Yeah,
but then there's like 60 man.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck? Ain't you got kids or something?
Not responsibilities.
Honestly,
or anything.
Nothing. Just, I think it's so much better when the less people I find, the less pressure.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I equate it to that. Do you remember when you were younger and you used to go, West End with a man them shopping?
Yeah.
Like, but there were just pressure in it. If the more people you went sort of shopping with to buy designer clothes, the more pressure you felt, you know? I kind of equated it to that, but sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I get that. But so it was just like, just went in there, the vibes was just mad. But yeah, like I said, there was bare people in there, so it's like it was a little bit pressuring, but I kind of believe in my own thing in it. So I'm just like, I'm just gonna do me and people are gonna like me for me. That's like, do you know what I mean? So that's how I kind of like push away the pressure, because I'm just like, just do you. People are gonna like you for you. Don't try and be no one else. Don't try and, do you get me? Just do you. And it just came out crazy, man.
It just came
out crazy. When I went in the booth and I lit it down, like everyone was going mad outside still. So I was like, all right, cool, man.
I love that everyone's going mad outside.
Outside, you know? It was a proper, like, one of those big studios. So it's like, you know, there's a proper folding door and you can see everyone from
outside.
And stuff,
of course. It's quite a nice picture. You can't hear him, but you can just see him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
So what's the plan for 2020?
The plan for 2020 is just make it happen, man. Like, literally, I'm just on this, like, knuckling down thing. Like, I don't even really want to party. Like I was saying to Mars before we was off radio, I was like, I didn't even go out to party on New Year's. I just stayed in.
Yeah,
and just get my head focused. So the next day I woke up, I was just focused, back in the gym, writing, getting everything organized, emails, everything.
And is that
down, man.
Is that the type of person you are, sort of year in, year out, day in, day out? Or did you make any New Year's resolutions surrounding your music?
Do you know what it was? I think towards the end of the year, I started slowing down. I was just getting lazy with things and just... I don't know what it was, but, like, as soon as I was like, all right, cool, the New Year's going to hit, I'm just going to... It's just the year to get things done. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the year. It's just 2020 vision. So this is the year just... anyone, not just me, I just feel like it's the year for everyone to just make it happen. Like, if that's what dream you've got in your head and that's what you want to do with your life, I feel like this is the year to actually sit down and, like, make it happen. Like,
yeah, it's no, true.
No procrastinating, nothing.
If it ends in a zero, I always think there's more drive. No, I genuinely 100, think that the year ending in a zero is always like, people are like, all right, it's a fresh start now. And if you do something sick in the year 2020, it's easier to count down back to that year, as well, because it ends in a zero.
Facts.
I love that. We should get into the music, though.
Yeah, man.
We should do that. Would you do us the honour of introducing the song for us?
Yeah, man. This is me, Smirko. I'm on FUBA Radio. This is my new track, Southside, featuring King. Yeah, let's go get it. Woo.
Yeah. Mama. Sunshine, yeah, we are there, yeah.
Lit.
That was big. That was big. We loved the interpolation of Regulate as well. It's really... because Regulate's a sample of Keep Forgetting We're Not In Love Anymore.
Yeah.
Who sings that again?
I'm going to look it up.
Things will never be the same again.
Yeah.
Either way, that was a big tune. Like, you know what? I'm starting a new playlist.
Oh,
and
yes,
that is
of course.
Be...
2020
hey,
playlist,
my
yeah?
Guy, my guy.
Yeah.
My man.
Going to be one of the new tunes on the playlist.
Michael McDonald. I keep forgetting Every Time You're Near.
There we go.
Every Time You're Near.
That's a big tune.
Also samples Let Me Ride. And Sign of the Times as well. Not Prince, Sign of the Times. By Bob James.
Bob James.
People weren't thinking about their performance names back in the day, were they? What do you reckon? R&B? What's your name going to be? Bob James. He probably changed it to Bob James as well.
I hope that's not his name.
His name was like Leonardo or something. And then he just... Bob James. Is that the type of music you grew up on? Do you kind of like nostalgia and looking back on the music that you listened to when you were younger?
Do you know what? Yeah, when I was younger, I think my generation kind of was just skipped past like that Nate Dogg kind of thing. I think I grew up more on like. Like I was like, when I was watching TV, what would you hear? I'd hear like Ja Rule and stuff.
Oh
like,
yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Like, so this was just before 50 came and...
Well, just as 50 came
Right,
like I was around like when 50 just came.
Of course,
and
yeah,
that
it makes sense.
Because
you're 7, you'd be about sort of 7 years. So basically kind of like the next musical generation.
Exactly, yeah.
After.
Exactly. But obviously I know all the classic tunes like that anyway. So do you know what I mean?
But yeah, oh wow. Yeah, Ja Rule did really run an era. He had
Murder Inc. Ja Rule was cold, you know.
They definitely own a few years.
Put It On Me was a big tune, bro.
Mad.
Wow, yeah. I actually feel really sorry for Ja Rule.
Why?
50 ruined his career.
50 made him the laughing stock
his career.
Of rap. 50, he fucked him.
He's a bad youth.
Proper bully.
He's such
proper
a bully.
Bully. You know when you can't even do the kids. The parents can't even do shit about him. You know, it's like, who are this guy's parents?
Yeah,
like,
no one knows who
his parents are.
Who owns this guy?
Who's responsible for guys? Bad you. Yeah, you're right. Just pure bad.
He came through and just shut down the whole guy's career. Like, didn't let no one.
That's why he had to move on to organizing festivals.
And that didn't
that, right.
How did that go?
Unfortunately, that didn't work out for him either.
50 was at the rap games. What's that brother's name that clicks his fingers?
Who's that?
Yeah.
From the Avengers.
Oh, Thanos.
Thanos. Yeah. 15 was rap game Thanos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. 100% yeah, he Thanos Ja Rule's career.
The whole Murder Inc.
Yeah,
we say Vanish.
Whole label.
The realness is Murder Inc.
Only thing that rose from the ashes was Jennifer Lopez.
Murder Inc. Right now, their whole thing is based off of growing up hip hop, which is basically Ja Rule's daughter, like Charlie Baltimore's daughter.
Right.
All that's what them are on now, isn't it? That's their thing.
Reality.
Yeah, the reality TV thing.
American reality TV though. That's papers though, isn't it? Like,
and they get paid from it. Yeah.
Yeah. They make like over here. Obviously, they make an obviously, you know.
I'm feeling to do like a Love and Hip Hop UK.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Mike? You want to jump in? What are you saying?
Let's do this.
I'd love to write.
I'm gonna go pitch it.
You're the man.
Let's do a pilot.
Okay. Why the fuck not? We drink to that. In fact, we've got Prosecco, so we should actually make a toast to our guest, Smart Car, but also to Marcel's recent birthday.
Happy birthday, Mars.
Happy 21st, bruh.
22nd.
Sorry, I ain't got no Prosecco in my cup.
Oh,
drink.
I'm so sorry.
Cheers. What's the... So we've already talked about the plan for 2020. Mm. I guess all that's left to say is thank you so much for coming to join us.
100.
Let people know, while Irene pours you another glass of Prosecco, where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram. Instagram is Smerker, S-M-E-R-K-E-R, official. So Smerker official, that'll pop up. And on Snapchat is Lucky Looch. So Lucky _ Looch, L-O-C-H.
All right.
And yeah, that's me there, man.
Amazing. Thank you so much to Smerker for being our second guest of the year. Yeah.
Of the decade.
Of the decade as well, more importantly.
And Marcel's birthday show. Thank you for coming in on Marcel's birthday.
I feel like I want to chill with you a lot more.
Yeah, you should. Please. I don't want to go. Back.
It's been fun, man. Please make more music and then we'll have one as many times as we can.
That's it, man.
All right. We're going to get into another song. When we come back, we're going to be talking amongst ourselves for a little bit, but we're going to get Tommy Evans in eventually. As well, so that's still to come.
Lit.
Nice selection. That was a jam featuring Wizkid and Chronix by Starboy. Wait a minute.
That was a nice vibe still.
Did your chair squeak then a little bit?
It did. Did
I know the...
Okay.
Well. Michael Payne is staring at the playlist.
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, no, it was Wizkid and Chronix.
Chronix, yeah.
With...
Starboy.
Jam. No. I'm sure Starboy is like the album that's from or something.
Okay. I will check that.
Yeah, please do. We've got one more guest coming up.
We do.
A bit later in the headliner. Tommy Evans. The headliner, if you like.
The headliner of the show today.
Okay.
But before we do that, we should probably get into a story or something. Because a lot went on last year, if you don't know.
Yeah. A lot of things.
A lot of things went on.
Fucking hell, a lot's been going on this year already.
Well, I know, it's
to
been...
To be fair.
I mean, we had a couple of nice days of the year, and then Trump went full Iran, didn't he? So that was over.
Mm. He wants that oil, mate.
He wants to be re-elected, is what he wants, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, do you reckon?
Yeah, of course. But what do Americans like? Love a patriot, don't they? And taking out somebody as big as him would be like, oh, we need to vote for this guy. He makes decisions. He kills the bad guys.
Yeah.
I really don't want a war.
I don't think anyone. I find it weird that somebody would want a war
in this day and age.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's people out there that are like, yeah, go on, mate.
Know what they're getting themselves into if they actually want a war in this day and age, mate.
Well, you have to enlist. You might have to enlist.
I ain't enlisting for nothing. I'm a
calf is 35.
We are radio presenters. We
it's
have
true.
To
you get out of
be
it,
able
yeah.
to give the people the word.
I know the tricks. I put pants on my head and pencils in my nose.
We've all seen Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do all of that stuff.
It's true. Or just get a flight to Canada straight away. It's very nice. We'll take the show to Canada on the road.
Let's do it.
I'll just swing it out with anyone who tries to come and get me.
Exactly.
Conscription. You mad? I'll swing it out. I'll punch you in the face.
I feel like we're too old, don't it? Like, we're too old.
35 is the cutoff. So as you're 22, you're prime.
You're prime. That's true. You are.
I'm actually 34.
You are now.
I'm really very well.
Did I say I was 22?
Yeah, but no, I lied. But you said that on radio, though. I've got proof. That'll be held up in court nicely.
Yeah. Birth certificate, though.
That's true.
That's true.
Passport. But you know, some Americans, they weren't having it even about Obama when he produced his, were they? They still weren't believing that was true. Actually his birth certificate. They were like, no.
I bet if Obama wanted to go to war, though, they'd believe him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Go himself.
Yeah, no, he seems right. Yeah, let's get him in. That's absolutely fine. Yeah, no
front problem, line,
no
front line.
Yeah, he's American. He is American. Come on.
I can't decide on what story to
what
talk about.
What do you fancy?
There's actually a story about a woman who uses asparagus to predict that Trump will win an election.
I feel like...
But will be impeached.
I mean, the headline's got enough. What about a bottle that was gobbled up by a man's anus when he tried to scratch an itch?
What? Oh, yeah, I see that. Yep. What happened there?
I mean,
the
headline alone is quite eye-catching for me.
Hold the phone. Where is that headline?
On the back page.
The final page.
Yeah.
I love the way that the article starts. The man who is not being identified, not even who hasn't been identified, or who you know, I can just imagine him shaking his face when someone tries to take a photo of him.
Yeah,
like
blurry, making sure it's blurry.
Not me. Yeah. Insists that he was trying to scratch his anus when the cologne bottle was gobbled up inside him.
What? The cologne bottle.
I just feel the phrase "gobbled up inside him" is kind of weird. Like it just—he had no chance. He was trying, like a horror film. It got possessed. It just went, like, went through up his bum. Yeah.
Like a Hoover.
I reckon if there was if that was like onomatopoeic. Remember we had that song called "Squoop."
Yeah.
That's the noise it would make if your bum 100%. Swallowed up a bottle. It's squoop.
I think it'd be slightly higher pitched.
Would you be higher pitched?
Again, my bottom's gobbled up something.
So I actually can't find the rest of the story.
So wait, I found it here.
Oh wait, I see it. Go on.
He eventually went to hospital where he told doctors he had pain in his abdomen. Mm. They investigated, and when they got to the bottom, no pun intended, bottom of it, they found the 2-inch wide, which is wow. Wide
girthy,
bottle lodged in his posterior.
Oof.
Was it a square bottle as well, or was it a cylinder?
Did you say it was a bottle of cologne?
Yeah, so that
could
be.
Could have been anything. Could have been a fist. If it was a diesel one, could have been a fist. Now only the brave. That's why it's called only the brave.
Only the brave use this. Wait. Dr. Lin Jun. Who carried out the anal surgery.
By the way, it's gastroenterologist. We couldn't go for the word gastroenterologist.
I was going to try and say that, but I thought, nah, not on your birthday.
No, that's true. Yeah, don't go for a word like that.
I love the inclusion of the word enter.
Anal surgery released pictures from the hospital in South China. He's in China. Mm-hmm. Just let you know. Guangdong. Province. As a warning to others not to do the same.
Yeah.
So basically, they put like billboards up and stuff. It was like, do not put this in your ass.
Yeah.
Well, we find out what the brand was.
That's a cologne bottle.
Florida water.
That's the longest cologne bottle I've
ever seen.
There's
a picture on your screen actually now of said bottle in being gobbled up.
Looks like a fucking. That looks like.
It looks like a Peroni bottle, bro.
Yeah, no, it looks like a Corona.
That's a big bottle of cologne, isn't it?
That got gobbled up.
That is actually the bottle that was up his bum.
That got gobbled up. His bum was gobbling for time.
It's hungry.
That's a long bottle.
His bum was hungry.
You know what
his
I'm
bum
saying? His bum was hungry.
Have you seen the video of Jeremy Corbyn eating a Pringle?
No.
That's how the guy's bum gobbled up the thing. He takes 3 bites to eat one Pringle. Do you know that, Jeremy Corbyn?
Most people don't.
I think that's why he didn't get elected.
Yeah, they saw that Pringle. Wow. It's always the food that gets you there. I have Miliband with a bacon sandwich.
There you go.
Corbyn with a Pringle. And did he only have one?
He had
one. That's the
and
problem because he popped
three
and he shouldn't have
separate.
Stopped.
It's because they labour
it into
it.
His mouth.
It's a labour for them to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh yes, he's full of them today.
Yeah.
But the fragrance was called Florida water.
Mm.
Why am I the only one that finds something wrong with that? Like Florida, I wouldn't want. A fragrance called Florida
like
water.
River Thames. Like, I don't want to put that on. I want to spread smell of the Thames.
Yeah.
You know, like,
the reputation that Florida has now, I just think.
What is the Florida water?
The Florida man.
Yeah, the Florida's got. What kind of smell would Florida water be?
Good point. Croc shit, definitely. There'd be some crocodile shit in there.
Do you know what I think? I think potentially it was a fake version of cool water and they wanted to call it like.
Davidon.
So Florida cologne bottle. Around 2 inches inside his anus. So 2 inches of
that
lengthy
bottle.
So there
was 2 inches between the bottom of the bottle and the top of his bottom.
They fat. Wait, hold on.
I wonder which end.
Around 2 inches inside. No, so the head of it.
Yeah.
Must have been 2 inches into him.
Yeah.
So the whole bottle. No. It was 2 inches. So it was the bottom that would have been.
Oh, 2 inches away from his bum.
Yeah.
From his hole.
Yeah.
Wow. The entire glass. It was a glass bottle as well.
Oh, I think Florida water was created in the early 1800s. Oh, wow. And has been used to cleanse and purify your body. I just seeing on Amazon. I could get one for £6.45.
Oh, so maybe he had put it up him to cleanse out his insides.
Maybe he had an itchy bum.
You're supposed to put it on energy. You're not supposed to put it in your bum, I think. You're supposed to put it on energy points like your third eye, sprayed in the air, and clean. You can also clean a counter with it. I mean, I don't know many perfumes that you can also clean your house with at the same time. It's used multi-purpose. But
he done some dirty shit. And he was like, I need to clean.
But maybe he just thought, that's obviously where my third eye is.
Yeah. Hold on, it's saying, name for location. It was used within voodoo and other nature-based faiths.
There you go. Like, okay. He was doing some anal voodoo.
Anal voodoo.
That's a good band name, actually.
It's a really good band name.
Yeah. The entire playing glass the John bottle Peel was stage inside his bum. The whole thing was, yeah, so the whole thing was inside his bum. That whole long bottle was inside his bum.
And it's got bergamot, neroli, lemon, clove, cinnamon, lavender, and rose and orange flowers. So it would smell really nice. His bum would smell nice.
If the bottle smashed.
Was it empty bottle, though?
It was a glass bottle. Okay. Imagine a glass
smashing in your booty.
Yeah, you're done for, ain't it?
Yeah, you're fucked.
You can't ever shit again. Because if you did, imagine every time you shat, shards of ass.
Another good band name, actually.
Shards of ass.
Shards of ass.
They cover half of glass by Blondie.
Shards of glass. Shards of glass coming out your ass. It's mad. The patient is not expected to suffer any long-term effects apart from embarrassment.
Yep.
Well, he hasn't been identified, though. So what embarrassment is he going to suffer?
Maybe around China, around that province. His picture was posted up as the picture of his ass.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
In August this year, another patient had the same issue with the same brand of cologne.
I love that Florida water.
Wow.
Wow.
It must be a thing out there.
Nice bottle, actually.
It is. It looks fancy.
I like that bottle. Yeah, it looks like a
Not fancy enough to put in your bum, though, is it?
No, but you never know. Like, maybe it's not. They're not trying to clean their bum. Maybe they're using it for...
like a ritual.
A special reason.
Maybe they're scratching the roof of their mouth with it.
That's what I'm saying.
They're pushing it so far up.
They're doing it for reasons. Mm-hmm. It might be like a social thing.
It's been called, apparently, the most popular
perfume.
That's
definitely a private thing.
Well,
do you reckon there's like groups of men just sticking bottles of Florida water at their bums? Like little members clubs.
A little club.
The Florida men.
This has been called, I assume, by Florida water, the most popular perfume in the world, because I'd never heard of it before. In the world?
Really?
Okay. Yeah. It's known for its strong cleansing properties.
Then arguably, you don't hear about people putting other bottles of perfume up their bums, so...
That is true. It could be the most popular bum perfume.
Potentially, people, loads of people might be putting out their bum, but
hold on,
maybe
it's got
there's
alcohol
only a
in
certain
it.
A certain group of people who,
this is true.
Who can't get out.
I don't think I'm ever going to buy a cylindrical bottle of perfume again. I don't know where it's been. I'm definitely not touching the samples from now on. Only square bottles.
Oh, but this perfume actually sounds good because its base ingredient is alcohol. Get a bit tipsy.
Like most perfumes,
but
I'd say.
This is said to cure a headache, soothe a fever, and send to home. It's been hailed by all this most popular perfume in the world. Its strong magical properties have made it a staple in hoodoo, voodoo, Santeria, and Wicca practices.
Wow! So if you're part of a cult, you're all good.
You love this Florida water.
Amway are making some bold statements nowadays, aren't they?
If you are in a religion or cult, then this is great for wiping down all of the items on your altar as well. It will cleanse them of any negative energy and clear them to receive messages from spirits and ancestors. So that's stronger than God, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some people replace holy water, apparently, with Florida water. I'm just being told, according to this website. It also removes heavy vibrations and encourages the expressions of emotions. You can use your body to keep sadness away, which is why Enigma used it and never had a follow, never released part two. Of that. Like, I don't need it. I've got Florida water. It sounds good, you know. Place some on your heart after a bath. dab some on your head, neck, heart, and feet.
On your heart. That's
protection.
What he was doing. He was trying to put some on his heart.
Yep, yep, yep.
Anally.
Also, anally, exactly. That's the only way to a man's heart, isn't it?
It does say here as well,
through his bumhole.
Those who tend to engage in gossip or just talk too much can benefit from its calming effects. Though I do know some people that do that. I am going to buy some on Amazon now.
Florida
£6.
Water. Let's,
no more gossip.
Let's buy it in bulk. We could be like.
I feel like, yeah.
We could be like the middlemen between Florida water and the UK.
It can do everything. It can help with sunburn, bug bites. If you dab a bit on an infected spot, spots are gone. It
Damn.
Helps with spots. It's, it feels like it's quite strong then if it's going to do all this.
Yo, it's cleaning altars, so...
And rectums.
And rectums.
It, you know, it does everything. It'll clean it all.
Damn.
So, well, I feel like I've got turned my mind now. Like, I do really like a bit of Florida water.
So one-stop shop. I'm not surprised the guy was keeping it up his bum. It's probably for safekeeping.
No. Well, let's go for a little song, and then hopefully our next guest will be ready to come into the studio.
Yes.
Is your computer operative? Excellent.
Hey, yo.
Excellent.
Stop playing, it's my turn to smoke.
No number, nice to meet you. Gone by the time I roll over. These girls are older. Oh,
not to forget to mention that bitch.
Yeah. That good old hip-hop shit. That was two back-to-back, man. That was Czarface and then followed up by Deems featuring Kish. Dima, featuring Kish.
With Maddie,
yes. Natalie, what was going through your mind when you were selecting them tunes for today's playlist?
We've gone some hip hop. We've gone a bit jazzy earlier with some Omar and Terry Walker.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a new year, it's a new decade. Mm. So let's have a lot of new music.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I can imagine Natalie in a do-rag. Now that I've said it, I think I want to see Natalie in the do-rag.
Fine, okay. Right. Next week's show, for sure.
Do-rag in, like, yeah. Tim's, the same colour as the do-rag.
Yeah.
yellow Tim's and a yellow do-rag.
Yeah, that's what I generally wear at home.
I somehow believe you. I don't know why. All right, it's time to welcome our third and final guest. He is a hip-hop legend, straight up and diddy down. He goes by the name Tommy Evans.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you.
What's going on, sir?
How are you doing?
Very well, sir. I'm good. Thank you for having me down, man. It's a pleasure. I was saying it was like the ambassador's reception with all these Ferrero Rocher.
This is the embassy, man.
Is this like a test to see if I can resist temptation?
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
How's it going so far?
Impulse control is wavering right now. So
yeah.
I am an ambassador.
It's his Marcel's birthday, so
exactly.
You gotta have,
you gotta have one.
Yeah,
you
gotta
have one. Thank you, bro.
This is the embassy. Have a thingy, and we'll do you a new passport.
There you go.
Have a Ferrero Rocher, and promise you, we'll do you a brand new passport.
Whatever name you want. We got you.
Do you know what? I'll keep the name. People often ask me, "Is Tommy Evans like, you know, how did you pick that name?" And that's actually my name.
That sounds like such a real name as well.
Because it is. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, that's me. That's me all the way.
So, but like, you know, people know your story you know, they know, they obviously know the about the hiatus and the return. But what is the, like, What was your influence at the very beginning, man? Got you into rap?
That's such a good question. Do you know, the first thing that comes to mind is my mum, believe it or not. So I think being exposed to my mum's record collection as a youngster growing up and just seeing the eclectic nature of her musical sensibilities, I think, opened my eyes to all the different sounds out there. So, yeah, big up mum.
Wow. Fair. And you've got the on the artwork of the current single.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a photo of you...
That's right. So I was bigging up mum. I have to big up my dad. I was actually just talking to him on the way down. So that was a photo my dad took of me when I was probably about 10, 11 years old. And obviously you've got a black and white picture there, but if you actually look at it on streaming platforms,
glorious,
it's in colour.
Technicolor.
Yes. And a few people have remarked of a aesthetic similarity to Nas's Illmatic with a sort of like sepia tinted filter of childhood.
Okay, yeah.
So at one point I was toying with the idea of putting like an urban cityscape backdrop in, but then I thought that's going to be too much of an overt homage.
Right, right.
I just let the photo breathe.
Yeah.
So I mean, I do all my own design work as well.
Yeah.
So that's my
I like that
work.
Man. It's a very striking photo. And to be brutally honest with you, I didn't think of the Nas cover at all. I thought,
there you go.
For me, this stands alone as its own.
That's a good thing. That's what you weren't really isn't to have your own distinct aesthetic and sound. So I mean it was fun doing it. Like I said, I do all my own artwork and I like to just synthesize the different skills that I've built up over the years.
Yeah, okay. Well, since now that we've got all the kind of the important sort of details out of the way, all the minor details, should I say, it's time to talk about the important stuff.
Okay.
How and why did Kylie call you sexy?
Do you know what? I have to be very honest and forthright. She called my song sexy. So
Okay. Yeah, Spin Doctors.
Yeah. So maybe it would be a bit disingenuous of me to say that Kylie.
I guess if someone called my song sexy, I'm taking
you,
that as me.
Because who made the song?
Exactly.
You made
part
the song.
Me.
So the
well,
song
you
is
guys
you.
Said it. You guys said it. Yeah. I did not
Kylie
much from my
own. Kylie said you were sexy.
I'm taking that W. Yeah.
Which song did she say was sexy?
Move Now. So it's the one that I did with Mark B. Rest in Peace. So it's got that sort of Bollywood sample on it.
Right.
And when it came out, she was being interviewed in a magazine or a website and saying, oh, you know, what songs are you listening to at the moment? She mentioned ours.
That's incredible. Wow, that's wicked.
So yeah, I'll use that on my my CV and it'll be on my obituary probably. That was my career highlight and everywhere it's like Dan since then. So.
Any word from Danny Minogue on her thoughts on it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I used to love Danny Minogue more than Kylie.
Same.
She was so hot.
Unfortunately not just Kylie, but I'll take it with grace.
I heard Danny Minogue's quoted as saying,
yeah, she did say that, yeah.
Flattery will get you guys everywhere.
So the new album, from Whence Memory Lane came, that's a collaborative album, isn't
it? Yeah, that's correct. So it was produced by DJ Agent M, who is a producer from Leeds, which is the city I'm from originally.
Yeah.
And he's actually the first producer I ever worked with. So it's quite beautiful to go down memory lane, pun intended there, and work. My personal preference when I do a project is to work with one producer per project. I just find it easier. You get a more coherent, holistic sound to it. So, yeah, it was great. We spent a year doing it, it was just a blast. Man,
we had
fun.
Did you do it in Leeds, in London, or did you kind of
it was pretty much the joys of the internet and Skype. So the bulk of it was done in London. We only had two sessions together. So I was doing some performances up north in July for the Bradford Literature Festival. And Bradford is obviously next door to Leeds. That was literally right at the end of the project. When we were mixing it, I got a chance to actually sit down with him and just sort of structure the tracks. But yeah, the bulk, we started recording it October 2018 and had finished by July 2019. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. And you've got myriad famous fans, including Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, that was
Kylie.
That was a mad one. Yeah.
But you've been sampled by Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
I think that kind of tips Kylie thing to the post.
I don't know, actually. I mean, that's amazing. I think the story behind that one is really interesting. I mean, the best person to speak to about that is Harry Love.
Yeah.
Because I think what happened was, from what I remember from the narrative, I think Jay Dilla pinched a record from Harry Love's record bag at Cargo when Harry Love was DJing.
Okay.
And it so happened to be Silent Mobius, the song that Harry produced for me. Mm-hmm. And we had a cappella on there, and there you go. Sampled it. So, and I think he used it again with Madlib. I think it's been sampled by him and Madlib on three separate occasions.
That's apparently incredible.
Yeah, so, beautiful, man. Amazing. Obviously, Dilla is one of my all-time favorite producers. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's almost quite surreal saying I've been sampled by Dilla. But
right.
It's the beauty of making music. You never know who your sound is going to touch.
This is,
you know,
true.
I mean,
I think the Kylie thing, funny as it is, in all seriousness, it bears testament to that sentiment, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's like, you're right. You can't control what you hear, can you? If music's playing and you hear
and
it.
You hear it and you like it.
Can't
fight
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Shazam the ting and keep it moving.
I was going to say, I find artists tend to be a bit more open-minded than audiences, so there's less sort of creating narrow corridors where thou shalt only listen to this genre.
Yeah.
Generally, artists, you know, because they create, you know, the music themselves, and they're very much involved in the craft, they can appreciate talent, whatever genre it's in.
Yeah, true.
So to have like a pop star legend like Kylie appreciate something that's very much hip hop, I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, man.
Well, we should get into Memory Lane. Yes. We should take a trip down Memory Lane.
That sounds a good idea.
Would you do us the honour of introducing it for
us?
Yeah,
Memory Lane. So, Trip Into My Childhood, produced by DJ Agent M. Say no more. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Looking back. Yo, us young dudes love Kung Fu. Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, A-Team, Action Man.
There's nothing like some quite nostalgic boom-bap-esque rap while you drink Prosecco, is there?
And have some
and
Ferrero
eat Italian
Rocher.
Dark chocolate so and true. Ferrero Rocher. It's just, we're just so
It's
so
very
gangster.
January. It's very January of us. The usual January.
I mean, like, we're so hip-hop. We are so hip-hop.
Very true. We have to, time is against us as always. We have to get onto the game.
Okay. I'm
now,
not complaining.
Tommy.
Yes.
We've just played your song called Memory Lane. So today we thought we're going to test your memory. In fact, all of your memories. You should have some pens and papers there.
Okay.
I'm going to do is...
Wait, paper.
I mean,
we'll have some paper
in the loosest sense. I'll grab you some paper. Although that's the answers. Don't want to give you that, do I? I'll give you your own press release.
Oh, thank you. I'll deface my own ego there.
I've had a look, because I'm sure your memories are all so good about this, at the New Zealand charts throughout the years.
Oh, my God.
And I know your knowledge of that is incredible.
That's what I said, oh my God.
Oh, cool.
Like, oh my God, this
is
all,
it. This is the moment I've been waiting for.
Mum said there'll be days like this.
I'm going to play you three songs, and they were all in the annual part, the best of the year. I want you to tell me which one of these songs was number 45 at the end of the year chart, okay?
Wow.
I know that you will know
45.
This.
45?
Yeah. Not number one, number 45.
It just happens to be my speciality.
Ones. It is the magic number, De La Soul, all right. So, let's go for number one. Right, music big in New Zealand, big everywhere. Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings, of course. This was from 1989. Not sure you knew that. You knew that anyway.
So you play us three songs each.
These were all in the New Zealand charts. Just wait. You'll wait for Bette to finish here. Come on, Bette. She's nearly done.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit,
God. Ooh, 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 I love you.
Milli Vanilli, right?
Yeah, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, it's true. It's a big tune. Yes, you know
it's true. Get, girl. Girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
I love you.
Oh. Good life. In a city.
Good life. Yeah, so. Because I'm going to need answers for you, I want you to write them down quickly and then show it to me. I'm going to take answers as we go along here. Was it Bette Midler, Milli Vanilli or Inner City that were number 45 in the New Zealand chart of 1989? What does Marcel have? Yep, yep, okay. I've got to see what Marcel has. Tommy, you've circled that. Yep. Points for Tommy, points for Marcel there. It was Bette Midler.
Wow.
Bette Midler was number 45. Milli Vanilli was 20. And Inner City, 41.
Wow.
Okay?
Really?
Let's move on to, now we're going to 2001. Tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Train, Drops of Jupiter.
Your friend,
Kylie.
It's your friend. I asked that.
From the trouble in my life, I'm walking away.
So was it Craig David walking away, Kylie Minogue can't get you out of my head, or Train with Drops of Jupiter that was number 45?
Craig David votes Tory, by the way. He has no right to try and find a better day.
Okay, what am I seeing? Okay, two different answers from Tommy there and Marcel.
Oh, really?
What have you got, Michael Bain? Can you
spell it wrong? But you've got, what,
okay. Can you show me yours? I can't remember which one had it right. Marcel, it was in fact Kylie Minogue. Train was number 5 and Craig David was number 1.
I thought to myself, like, because this is a game in your name.
Yeah. That isn't actually why I didn't actually fix it like that. But okay, but let's move to it's a classic. We love this song. 1991. Can't get enough of this today.
Can't beat a pan flute.
Nah, ever.
Oh,
sorry you can't get through.
Hey,
and your number, and I'll get back to you.
So, that's an angry DJ, boy.
Was it Enigma? That was part one. De La Soul, Ring Ring Ring, or Metallica? Enter Sandman. Who was at number 45 in 1991 in the New Zealand charts, please? Yeah, interesting. Very good point. From Marcel.
Couldn't be bothered to write out.
So you've two would be Della.
Yeah.
Marcel, a point for Marcel. It was Enter Sandman that
Fuck's
was number
sake,
45.
I've not got one right.
Enigma was 13 and De La Soul was 17. So now we move to number four, which is 1987. Gwen Guthrie, Ain't Nothing Going On With The Rain, and Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield with What Have I Done To Deserve This. What was number 45, though, in 1987?
I think I spelled her name incorrectly.
Point there for Marcel, point there for Michael Payne. It was the Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield. Gwen Guthrie was 48 and Mel and Kim was number 5.
Damn, wow. Gwen Guthrie deserves justice for Gwen.
Let's go to 1994.
Come, baby, come, baby,
come.
You gotta give me loving and you gotta give me some.
You gotta give me loving and you gotta give me some.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come. This is my year. Oh my god. I wanna tell you how I love your little way.
We ain't going out.
Right, 1994, K7, Come Baby Come, Big Mountain, Baby I Love Your Way, Cypress Hill, We Ain't Going Out Like That. What was number 45?
In New Zealand. What was the political landscape like at the time?
In New Zealand, what have you got, Tommy? Okay, yep, yeah, and what have you got?
Come Baby Come, Baby Baby Come.
What have you got, Michael Payne? I've got to hurry you here. Another point for Marcel. There it was, K7, with Come Baby Come. Big Mountain, 18, and Cypress Hill was 44. I feel like that is... At the end of that, Michael Payne and Tommy
definitely have one,
have
point.
One each. Yeah. Marcel has a full 5.
Was the game rigged?
Birthday. I think so.
Shall we go one more just for fun and then we've got to go?
Mm.
Do you want 2004 or 97?
2004.
Yeah.
Really?
If Pete's saying 2004, it has to be 97.
Yeah. 100%.
He's got a magic buzzer
or
something.
Let's go for 97.
Oh, shit. This was from Space Jam.
Monica, for you I will.
Promise you, for you I will.
Sing it, Monica!
MC Light, Cold Rocker Party. Or,
won't you stop scheming?
Janet Jackson, Got Till It's Gone. Which was number 45
Wait,
in New Zealand?
2004?
97. So Monica, MC Light, or Janet Jackson? Right, Dan, what's Tommy got for me? Marcel, show me your paper. Michael Payne, show me your paper. And no point, it was Monica.
No way.
Was 45, MC Light was 6, and Janet Jackson was 48.
MC Light was killing it in New Zealand.
She was.
I love that.
Was.
I love
that. Well, you know, that still means Marcel is the winner. Well done,
birthday things. Come
what way to end the show?
What way to end the first show of 2020, the first show of the decade, the Eminem Show. Michael, Natalie and Marcel will be back next week, Wednesday, 4 till 6. Coming up next,
it's Callum with Jodie Harsh.
With Jodie Harsh.
Tommy, where can we find you? On social media, not just in life.
Tommy Evans official.
Somewhere
Instagram
next to Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Wherever Kylie is.
There I am.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in,
Thank
Tommy.
You. Thank you.
Tommy, thank you to all our guests. We'll see you next week. We're going to leave you with this.
Niggas try to get me on some pookie shit. Y'all wildin'. Hey, yo, we out here with the Ezzy Gang family, man. You already know we in these streets about to take over the gang shit. You already know how to get down, baby.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.